Right, hello Blind Call Tech, this is Fiona Dunn and I'm going to talk about Symbian mobile phones. I know there was a podcast a couple of days ago about all sorts of different mobile phones, but what I found with that, it was very good, but I wanted to demonstrate just Symbian ones because there's so much about different phones you could say, and of course they couldn't say everything about every phone, otherwise the podcast would have been enormous. So in this one I'm going to talk about the Symbian phones. I have got older second edition Symbian phones. I've also got communicators, but I'm not really going to talk about those because they're quite difficult to get hold of now. If you were having a new phone contract from a shop, certainly in this country, in the UK, you would be looking at a third edition phone pretty much. There are a lot of these, and I don't know all the model numbers. You'd need to look that up on Google or some site like that. But the ones I've got and have played with are they're all Nokias. I've got the E61, the N73 and the N95. I'll talk a bit about those first and tell you the different things I liked about them. Well, the first of one of those three that I got was the E61 because I've always loved the communicator. My first ever talking phone was a 9210i. Which at the time was an amazing phone, but I've sold it now because it's a bit old. And I wanted Bluetooth and things. And then since then I've still got a 9300 and a 9500, which is a bit clunky these days. The E61 is nice because it's Series 60, but it has the QWERTY keyboard on it as well. It is a very small keyboard though, so if you perhaps have difficulty with smaller buttons, this wouldn't be one for you. But a lot of us I know can cope fine with that because you read Braille, and if your fingers are sensitive enough to read Braille, you're pretty much going to be okay with these smaller keys. A lot of sighted people think that my E61, if they haven't seen it before as a phone, they think it's a calculator. It's very flat. And it's about the size of a standard sighted calculator, but it probably looks more like a scientific one because it's got all the letters. I'm not going to describe it too much here. Again, you can go on the internet and look it up, but there you can get manuals from Nokia.com. In fact, there are a lot of accessible manuals. I don't know whether the E61 is one of them, but I know there are a lot of accessible phone manuals on blindsea.com, and blindsea is B-L-I-N-D-S-E-A, as in an ocean. So your speech program will probably say blindsea.com. So that's blindsea.com. There's also chats on there about, in the mobile corner, this is, you have to click on the mobile corner link. You can't type in blindsea.com/mobile corner because I did that once out of curiosity and it didn't work. Anyway, there's information there about third-party applications as well, and it's mainly talks focused. And there are chats on there about talks and third-party applications, and Stephen Gigard did a very good chat about the new features in Talks 3, including the pronunciation dictionary and the graphic labeler. Brent Harvolt did a chat on there about various third-party applications, and I was in that chat room as well. Most people call me Fee, and because I typed in Fee, F-I, as my username in the chat room, all these people thought I was called Fi because of the way their speech software said it. So, yes, and then I get all the fee-fi-fo-fum jokes, which is a bit old now. Anyway, and of course, yeah, speech software saying hi-fi. Oh, I love pronunciation dictionaries where you can get it to say these things properly. They're good. Anyway, so that's blindsea.com. A lot of good stuff on there. And I haven't been there for a while, so I couldn't tell you for definite what different manuals are there. But if you've got a phone, you might want to go there. They've been converted from PDF, so it might sometimes say press and then not tell you what to press because the PDF had a graphic in it. So you'll have to bear with that, but at least it's in text and you haven't got to download these Acrobat files if you don't want to. So that's the E61. I then got the N73... because I wanted a new toy to play with, and it's got the stereo speakers. The phone looks as if, because when you hold it facing, like with the screen facing towards you, the power button's at the top, and there's a bit of speaker on each side of the power button, so it looks as if the stereo is like on either side of the power button, but in fact, there's one speaker at the top of the phone and one speaker at the bottom of the phone, so you sort of have to hold the phone sideways, which is, it's a bit annoying, but it's the fact that the stereo sounds quite good makes up for it. And I'll show you that in a minute. Unfortunately, it won't sound as good as it would do if I was using my Sound Professional's microphone, but that's broken at the moment.
New email has arrived.
Oh, that's my mobile phone telling me about I've got new email. Yeah, my Sound Professional's microphone's broken at the moment, which would give me better stereo, so I'm just using the Edirol R09 microphones that are built in as they are, so... Oh, that's a message on my other phone. I hope that didn't just blast out your ear, because the phone's quite near the Edirol at the moment. Anyway, moving on. So, the N73, that's nice. I was a bit annoyed by a couple of things about the N73, although it's quite a nice, they'd call it a candy bar phone, with all the normal buttons you'd expect, you know, the dial. It's not got a QWERTY keyboard, it's got the dialing buttons, and it's got the end call and the call key or send key, whichever you want to call it, key 1, key 2, menu, there's a media key on it, and there's the edit key or the Torx key if you're a Torx user, and the clear key, so it's got all the keys you'd expect. And and it's a very nice phone, it's quite small. Why I don't like it, there's two things, but I do like the stereo. Why I don't like it is, one, it hasn't got Wi-Fi, and I've got Wi-Fi, and when I'm at home you get a much faster connection speed if you use Wi-Fi rather than 3G, because, or even GSM, which is even slower than 3G. Not GSM, GPRS, apologies. Anyway, so that was a bit annoying, and also it means if you have got only a certain amount of data to use in your monthly plan, you're using it up rather than using the Wi-Fi. I've got one of these unlimited plans. In the UK, I've got a normal price plan, and then I pay an extra £7.50 a month, and that gives me as much internet access as I want, which is nice. I think that's about $15, something like that, extra that I pay. So that was the first thing, the Wi-Fi, but the stereo kind of makes up for that. But it still is annoying, because I'd like both the stereo and the Wi-Fi. The other thing that really annoyed me about this phone was, even though it's got Bluetooth, and they all have Bluetooth pretty much, these Symbian ones, I think the only Symbian one I ever had, well, there were two Symbian ones I had that didn't have proper Bluetooth. The 9210i just didn't have it at all. And the Nokia 7650, does anybody remember the 7650? It had Bluetooth, but you couldn't use it with a headset. I think I've still got a Nokia 7650 kicking about, but it doesn't work anymore. It's just a sort of museum antique thing, really. If it is still kicking about, I might have chucked it, I'm not sure. That was a big chunky thing, the 7650. I used the case from it, actually, to keep my Eduroll R09 in it. That's how big the phone was, and that was when it was slid closed. If anyone knows how big the Eduroll R09 is. But although the N73's got Bluetooth, even though it's got stereo speakers, it doesn't have stereo Bluetooth. So if you get a stereo set of Bluetooth headphones or a stereo Bluetooth headset with in-ear things and a Bluetooth receiver thing that you hang around your neck, which I've got one of now, more on that in a minute, the sound will just all come out in the middle, in mono, and that really, really annoyed me, because I thought, well, why couldn't they do it properly if they're going to have Bluetooth and stereo speakers? Why can't they have made it so that you've got stereo sound in your Bluetooth headphones as well? But anyway, they didn't. Then, in about April, I think, I found out that the March. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, about a month and a half, a couple of months ago now, I found out that the N95, although it didn't work with Torx, it does work with mobile speak. And I then decided I needed to have this phone because, firstly, it's got built-in GPS, which I use with Wayfinder now. Before I had a GPS receiver that I hung around my neck with my E61 with Wayfinder, but it was kind of annoying because it kept on wiggling around when you're walking along, and it was just a pain. And also, you'd have to put it in your coat and stuff in the rain. It probably would have worked in the coat, but it was an extra thing to remember to charge as well as the phone, and it was just a bit annoying to have to carry this extra thing around. So that was one reason. Reason number two, it had stereo speakers, which, yes, I already had. But reason number three, as well as having the stereo speakers, it had Wi-Fi. Yes! So, and number four, even better, it had the stereo Bluetooth as well supported. So I've now bought myself a Sony Ericsson stereo Bluetooth headset. I got it from Carphone Warehouse, but you can get them from pretty much places where they sell stuff for mobiles, I suppose. One warning about that headset, though, it really does block out the sound, because you have little in-ear headphones, and they really do block out the sound, so you really don't want to go out for a walk wearing those, because it wouldn't be safe. You might end up getting run over or something. So I tend to, for example, make sure I haven't got either of the earphones on when I'm near the road or going to cross the road and things like that. I'll just have the thing around my neck and then wear the in-ear plugs on the bus or something. And then Wayfinder will kick in and tell me when to get off the bus, because it will say you've reached your destination, because my bus stop I've set as a destination in Wayfinder. The GPS works for me in my bag, which is very nice. And so I don't miss my bus stop, which I didn't before, but I can now listen to my audio and my podcasts that all of you do in stereo, because the Symbian 3rd edition phones have a lovely podcasting application from Nokia. My only criticism of it is that if you had a podcast that needed a username and password, which some of them do, not many, but occasionally they do, in Juice you've got like an authorization tab in the settings for the adding a new podcast, but in the Nokia one they haven't got that, so you can't subscribe. You can only subscribe to completely public podcasts that don't have this username and password, which is normally not a problem, but for example, if you subscribe to the ones that Talking Newspaper Association UK do for the blind, where you can get various things that they also record on tape and in DAISY format and things, you can get that as podcasts, but you, because it's a paid service, you have a username and password, and you can't use that on a Nokia podcast thing. But actually, I think that's the only podcast I've wanted to get on the phone, which I couldn't. The rest of them, things like this, Blind Call Tech, Main Menu, stuff like that, I've managed to get all of those kind of things on my Nokia phone, which is great. All the three phones I have described have that podcasting application on them, but they don't have it on them by default. You have to download it from the Nokia website, but that's not too bad, and that's okay, that's doable. And it's a free application, you don't have to pay for it. The phones, with the podcasting, that does use up a lot of battery power. But it's good when you're bored to listen to these podcasts on the bus or something, especially if you haven't got very good bandwidth for audio streaming, because I often do that using RealPlayer, because in the UK we've got a lot of BBC programmes that we can listen to for the next 7 days on the BBC website, and I save a lot of these links on the PC and I put them onto my memory card, and then I can find them in the streaming links section of the gallery and listen to them. So of course my stereo Bluetooth is great for that, because there's a lot of plays and things in stereo. And but sometimes when your bandwidth is bad, if you're on a bus or in a car in an area where the signal's really awful, podcasts are better to listen to, because as if the program's downloading it and you're doing the play preview option, which you can do in the Nokia podcasting application, you are playing stuff that's already downloaded, so you don't get this buffering thing where it's going because the signal's bad. Anyway, I'm going to demonstrate some of these things now. There's plenty more I could ramble on about, but I know when I'm listening to podcasts, I like to hear demos of things, really. So I'm going to demonstrate. First of all, some stuff on the N73, because I've got talks on there at the moment, but I want to show you Mobile Speak. Code Factory, who make Mobile Speak, have just introduced some new voices for the Symbian 3rd edition phones, and I want to show you what they are. I'll have to restart my phone to do that, because you can only toggle through the different voices in 10-minute mode. This is a bit of a gripe I have with Mobile Speak, that there's loads of these a cappella voices, but you can have a 30-day demo license for one of them at a time. And I think for a demo license, why don't they just let you demo everything as in a 30-day license, and then in that way you can decide what you want in that 30-day period, and then after that you just buy whichever ones you want. But that's just my personal opinion. So we have the N73. This is talks at the moment with the real speak voice.
Okay, code accepted. This application will make use of the following features of your phone. Smart profile, profiles, don't show again. This application will make use of the following features of your phone. If you have any questions or concerns, please contact us at support@ultimateportable.com. Use cell ID information to estimate phone location. Read the existing information from your calendar.
Right, I'm going to slow that down.
Talks. Speed is 8. Talks. Speed is 7. Talks. Speed is 6. Talks. Speed is 5. Talks. Speed is 4. Talks. Speed is 3.
Because I don't know, you know, some people will say that's far too slow, but I don't know who's listening, and they may be new to some of these voices and need them slowed down a bit. So apologies to anyone who thinks that's too slow, but at least everybody can understand it then. Now this thing that's just come up, I must have hit a key by mistake earlier. It's about a program called Smart Profile that came out 2 or 3 weeks ago. It will change your phone's profile depending either on your location, which I haven't used. Excuse me, sorry about that. The phone just interrupted me there. I had a demo of the program and it's just expired, so I like the program, so I am going to buy it. But not right now. It's a great program. It'll change your profile as you
Smart profile demo expire. Okay.
Shut
Smart
up.
Profile. Profiles. Don't show again. This application. The following features of your phone. If you have any questions or concerns, please contact us at support@ultimateportable.com. Use cell ID and estimate phone. Smart profile demo expired. Okay. Smart profile. Exit.
Right, hopefully that's going to stop saying that about the demo now. But yeah, it'll change the profile depending on your calendar appointments. There is another program that does this called Best Profiles.
T-Mobile, meeting.
Okay, I don't know why that's on meeting this time of the day, but anyway. Oh, because I suppose the demo expired in the middle of the night, perhaps. Anyway, this phone's very rude. It keeps interrupting me. Where was I? Oh, yes. Best profiles. You have to specify each keyword for it to change the profile on. So, like, you could have church, choir, as in, like, a choir practice, college, various words. But with smart profile, I found that it put it on silent for all my appointments unless I changed it to do something different. And as I want it on silent for most of my appointments, like church, folk stuff, that I go to folk clubs and things, college, choir, concerts, stuff like that, I want all of those to be on silent. So, it's a good program because I didn't have to spend ages configuring each individual word, whereas I would have for Best Profile. If you're the sort of person who has loads of appointments where actually you don't want it to be on silent, you might prefer Best Profile. They've both got trial versions anyway that you can download and try. I think Smart Profile's a 14-day trial and Best Profile's a 15-day trial. So you can try them both for free and then either uninstall them or buy them if you like them. But Best Profile, certainly on the second edition phones, it just used to change the profile at the beginning of your appointment and then again at the end, whereas Smart Profile would check, am I in the middle of an appointment, when you turned your phone back on. And say if your phone had been on outdoor earlier on because your college day hadn't started yet, and then you turned it on again later, for some reason you turned it off, and then you turned it on again later, it would realise, oh, I'm in the middle of a college day, the college appointment's still going on, and it would change your profile to silent, whereas certainly with the second edition version of Best Profile, it didn't do that, it just changed it at the beginning of the appointment or at the end, so the actual time, beginning or end time, had to occur before it did anything. I may be doing it an injustice, though, because I haven't really played with it on the third edition, because I just got blown away by Smart Profile. So if anyone wants to correct me, you know, feel free, I'll give my contact details at the end, and you can all go, no, Best Profile actually does that in the third edition version, and I'll be quite happy to hear that. Smart Profile is also a little bit cheaper, from handango.com anyway, than Best Profile. Anyway, I wasn't actually going to talk about that at all. I just ended up going off onto that because it came up on the screen. I think I've got this feeling this podcast might end up being the first of a series because otherwise it's going to be really long. Anyway, what I'll do, before I turn this off, since I'm doing a sort of showing of voices, I'll show you the Talks voices I've got on here. I think I've got quite a few. I hope I've still got them installed. With Talks, I've got version 3.10-something. There's only one version, 3.anything, for the third edition Symbian, as far as I know. I've got that, and I've got the RealSpeak license as well. When you have a RealSpeak license, it allows you to use any of the RealSpeak voices. When you have an Eloquence license with Talks, it allows you to use any of the Eloquence languages. Whereas with MobileSpeak, with the a cappella voices, you buy a license for the Lucy voice, or you buy a license for the Ryan voice. I don't think they give you, I may be wrong again, so you feel free to correct me, I don't mind. But I think, certainly with the demo licenses, if you demo the Lucy voice, you only get the 30-day demo of that voice. So I would imagine when you buy it, it's the same, that you only buy that voice. And if you want another one, you have to buy that as well, as a separate thing. Which seems a bit harsh to me, but perhaps they're... perhaps Code Factory are just charging on what, passing on what Acapella charged them. I'm not sure really how it works, so it may not be their fault. Code Factory certainly update mobile speak a lot more often and address problems a lot more quickly. So they've both got pluses and minuses. So I'm trying to do a fair comparison here and trying not to have a go at anyone, any either of these products. I'm just trying to give an objective comparison, because some of people listening to this may be thinking, well, I'd like a mobile phone, but which screen reader would I like, and which voice do I prefer the sound of, and that kind of thing. And you don't know that until you've heard these things about the different ones. So, the voices with Talks, let's have a play. So I'm going to press the Talks key, which on the N73 is the bottom left, and then the menu key, which is just above it, and I'll get the menu up.
Talks.
The phone's locked.
Unlock. Lock code. Text.
I've set it to lock after 5 minutes as a security feature, so if someone steals it, in theory, they can't use it. I think there are ways of getting around that if you look up these things on the internet, but at least your more stupid thieves wouldn't be able to make any calls to Australia before you'd deactivated your phone with your network provider.
Okay, code accepted.
So we'll do that again. Talks. It's opened it.
Volume
right.
2 of 10. Speech or SMUK English, Emily, 1 of 10.
Now let's...
Select speech, checked item or SMUK English, Emily, 5 of 7.
Yes, we've got plenty of voices on here. So that's Emily.
Speech, RSMUS English, Jill, 6 of 7.
Now, this is Jill. I don't use her particularly because I think she sounds mean and like she hasn't had her coffee this morning yet, even though it's afternoon.
Speech tab sheet, 1 of 6. Speech RSMUS English, Jill. Read numbers of digits, 10 of 10. Speak punctuation some, 9 of 10. Use spelling alphabet no. Speak uppercase yes. Key echo words, page, 5 of 10. Spelling speed, 4 of 10. Speed, 3 of 10.
That's something you can't do in mobile speak. You can't at the moment determine the spelling speed. So, for example, if I want to spell out what the option I'm on, I'll press the Talks key and then the up arrow.
Talks. Caps S-P-E-E-D.
And it spells speed. I can change, in this menu, I can change the speed, or it'll spell out words. And it can be different to the speed it speaks whole words, if you follow. Whereas in mobile speak, it just spells things a lot slower, but you can't change that in their settings, configure mobile speak settings at the moment, which is a bit annoying, but it does spell things out relatively slowly, so I'm not too bothered about that.
Volume, 2 of 10. Speech RSMUS English, Jill, 1 of 10.
Yeah, I think we've had enough of Jill. I have, anyway.
Select. Speech. Checked out of RSMUS English, Jill, 6 of 7. Speech. RSMUS English, Tom, 7 of 7.
Tom's a bit better.
Select.
Speech tab sheet, 1 of 6. Speech RSMUS English, dump, 1 of 10.
Dump.
Volume, 2 of 10.
Actually.
Speed, 3 of 10. Spelling speed, 4 of 10. Pitch, 5 of 10. Echo words. Speak uppercase yes. Use spelling alphabet no. Speak punctuation some, 9 of 10.
The spelling alphabet thing is where you can have it say, Sierra, Papa, Echo, Echo, Delta, instead of S-P-E-E-D. Oh, just dropped the MP3 player. Sorry about that. I dropped you, but I've picked you up again now.
read numbers as digits. 10 of 10. Speech RSM US English. 1 of 10.
Did I say he was better? I think I fibbed.
Select. Speech. Speech. None. 1 of 7.
Ooh, we don't want to choose none.
Speech. No DDDS. 2 of 7.
I'll talk to you about that in a moment.
Speech. RSM Indian English. 3 of 7.
We've got Indian English even on here. I'd forgotten. I'd put that on just to mess about, I think. So.
Speech stat sheet 106. New line stocks premium. Speech stat sheet 106. Speech RSM Indian English. Volume 2 of 10. Speed 3 of 10. Spelling speed 4 of 10. Pitch 5 of 10. Key echo was 6. Speak up in case yes. Use spelling alphabet mode. Speak punctuation sum. Read numbers as digits 10 of 10. Speech RSM Indian English, 1 of 10. Select. Speech. Checked item RSM Indian English, 3 of 7. Speech. RSM Vicky English, Daniel, 4 of 7.
I think Daniel's the only one I haven't shown you now. I haven't installed Eloquence on here. I should imagine most of you, if you're using computers and listening to podcasts, you'll know what Eloquence sounds like. And similarly, when I show you the mobile speak voices, I'm not going to show you Deck Talk. Really, I don't think there's any need.
Select.
Speech tab sheet 1 of 6. New on Stalks Premium. Speech tab sheet 1 of 6. Speech RSM UK English. Daniel. 1 of 10.
I think he's a bit loud.
Talk. Volume is 5. Volume. 2 of 10. Select. Volume. 5. Volume. 4. Select. Speech tab sheet 1. Speed. 3 of 10.
Now the Nokia voice. I'm going to show you now. It's horrible, but it works when you're on a call. Most things don't work when you're on a call in the Symbian third edition phones. Mobile Speak certainly doesn't, and all these other Talks voices don't, Eloquence and Real Speak. So they've put the Nokia voice in so that they'll let you use it on a call. To be honest, I wouldn't use it much for anything else.
Volume 2 of 10. Speech RSM UK English. Daniel 1 of 10.
So I'm going to change it to the Nokia voice now, and you'll sort of see why I wouldn't use it for anything else.
Select. Speech. Check item RSM UK English. Daniel. 4 of 7. Speech. Speech. Nokia DTS. 2 of 7. Select.
U.S.T.A.L.K.S. Premium Speech Tab Sheet 1 of 6. Speech Nuggets 1 of 1 0. Volume 2 of 1 0. Speed 3 of 1 0. Spelling speed 4 of 1 0. Pitch 5 of 1 0. Key echo words 6 of 1 0.
Yeah, and so on. I'm going to turn him up.
Volume is 5.
And I'm going to phone somebody now, and you'll see.
Exit. Mobile meeting.
That this works. I don't want this on meeting.
Lock. Silent 4 of 1. Meeting. Outdoor 6 of 1. Select. Activated profile outdoor.
It has some interesting pronunciations sometimes. If you go into the Skype program, which the network three in the UK offer, you have to pay a bit extra. But if you have that, the Nokia TTS calls it Skype, which is interesting. I think the US Nokia voice is a bit different within the actual phone. So if you have the phone, say who's calling you, which you can do on the third edition phones. That's not Talks, that's actually built into the phones, so even if you don't have Talks or mobile speak on there, you can still have the phone say who's calling you if they're in your phone book. It won't say the phone number if they're not in your phone book, but if they are, it'll say the name. So this morning, earlier on, my mum and dad rung, and it intermittently in between bits of ringtone it went mum and dad. I'll just phone somebody very quickly, just to show you that this really does work when you're on a call. I'll put it on speakerphone, and I hope
select.
It doesn't interfere the mobile phone noise, you know, the signal of ringing somebody doesn't interfere with the recording. If it does, apologies.
Talks. One option to back.
Ooh, what have I just done?
Back.
Oh, I've gone into the web browser by mistake. Right, that's better.
Contacts tab sheet 1 of 2 3 custom. Left error. Andrew Hodgson 1 of 1 text home.
Yeah, anyway, we don't want his number read out. Voicemail.
Welcome, the orange answer phone. I'm sorry, but the person you've called.
But hopefully.
Call summary duration 00:00:04. Mobile out.
But hopefully that showed you that it does work, because when I put it on loudspeaker, it said loudsp. Wait a minute. How else can I? Oh, I can ring 150.
Mobile out. Text one.
Oh yeah, it says T-Mobile instead of T-Mobile, whereas all the other voices say it properly. I'll ring 150 and let it babble on and do some other things with talks in the meantime. I'm turning the call itself down.
Welcome to T-Mobile. If you would like more detailed,
right, I'm
going to
find out the time and date now by pressing talks 9.
Press 5 from the main menu. I'm sorry, that's not a valid choice. For billing inquiries, balances and allowances, or to make a payment, press 1. I'm sorry, that's not a valid choice. For billing inquiries, balances and allowances, or to make a payment, press 1. To get more from your phone or make a change to your account, include...
Yeah. Anyway, I think that
call
woman...
Call summary duration 00:00:04.
I don't know if you could pick that up, but I was actually changing the volume when I was on the call just to get it to be speaking. You can hear it better if it's in your ear rather than on loudspeaker. You really can. Like a Bluetooth headset or something. Anyway, I'm just going to change that now back to Emily because I really don't like that voice. A Nokia TTS, it says Nokia TTS.
Speech RSM UK English, Emily.
Speech Top Sheet, Nuance Talks Premium. Speech Top Sheet 1 of Exit, T-Mobile, and all.
Right. Now I'm going to show you the voices in mobile speak, and then I think I'm going to call it a day for today's podcast, and I'll probably come back and perhaps do another one about these phones, because there are various other things I could tell you about as well. So I'll turn the phone off, and then I'll turn it back
power,
on.
Power, switch off, exclamation mark, T-Mobile.
And I don't know if you could hear when I was finding out the date and time, but it said 656 instead of 656, and stuff like that with the Nokia voice is just not really very good. But I think that's to do with the actual phone and the way the sound works on the actual phone rather than the fault of talks, because on the second edition phones you can use the, or mobile speak, because certainly with talks on the second edition phones you can use the software while you're on the phone to read messages and things, on most of the phones. Some of them you can't. I think the 6620 in the US you can't. I think that's right, with talks. And the 9300 and the 9500 you can't use the... when the phone's open, you can't hear what it's saying while you're on a call. Right, I'm going to type in my code now and listen to this lovely stereo Nokia tune. Well, lovely, maybe not, but stereo anyway, just to give you an idea.
Okay, code accepted. Mobile,
door. Right, I'm going to start mobile speak now.
Menu. Please wait. Exclamation mark. Initializing. Dot, dot, dot.
Oh, that's trying to initialize smart profiles, and it's going to tell me the demo's run out again in a minute. I've got this horrible feeling. The other thing Talks does that Mobile Speak doesn't do as yet is read out percentages. So, although it might not do that at the moment,
Talks,
actually.
Please wait! Exclamation mark.
Oops.
Talks. Installing.
No, at the moment it doesn't, but often if you're doing something, it would say installing 50% or something. Like if you're installing a new application or something. Whereas Mobile Speak would just say installing, please wait, like this did pretty much. So these phones seem to often do that when you turn them on, these third edition ones. They'll say installing, and it doesn't say what it's installing. Ah, I think...
Outdoor?
No network? Okay. Very strange. Never mind. Don't need one at the moment.
Menu. Applications, 1 of 17. Yucca Tools, 17 of 17.
Oh, that's for a program called YBrowser, which is a file managing program you can use, which is a free one.
Mobile Speak, 16 of 17. Select. Mobile Speak. Start Mobile Magnifier, 1 of... Start Mobile Speak, 2 of 5. Select.
I think that will disable Talks automatically. I'm waiting. By the way, if you can hear any sound in the background, it's the rain. Because I'm in England and it's raining. Oh, come on. No, it's not playing. Oh dear.
Mobile Speak. Start Mobile Speak. 2 of 5. Menu. Mobile Speak. 16 of 17.
Now that's the Lucy voice. This is the voice I like for Mobile Speak. It's an a cappella one. I'll show you the others. And
mobile
then I'll call it a day.
Mobile magnifier, 1 of 5.
I'll call it a day for today after that.
Stop mobile magnifier. Stop mobile speak, 3 of 5. Configure mobile speak, 4 of 5.
That's in this menu, but you can also do that by doing the edit key, which is the same key as the Talks key. But you can't call it the Talks key because I think the mobile speak people get a bit upset. It's the edit key and then key 2 to go into configure mobile speak.
Mobile speak, normal, 1 of 3.
There's 3 profiles, so you can have them for different situations. They say you should use normal most of the time, but I'm awkward, so I use advanced instead.
Beginner, 2 of 3. Normal, 1 of 3. Advanced, active, 3 of 3. Activate, 1 of 2. Customize, 2 of 2. General, 1 of 5. Profile name, advanced, 1 of 11.
Oh, that's my... That's my N95, the battery's just finished charging. No, it's not, it's my E61, the battery's just finished charging, actually. I've got Lucy on there as well.
Keyboard shortcuts on, 2 of 11. Auto start mobile speak, off, 11 of 11. Punctuation, none, 10 of 11. Verbosity, custom, 9 of 11. Voice, Lucy, 8 of 11.
I think Lucy's clearer than Emily on the Talks. She is a clearer voice.
8, voice. Lucy, 14 of 15, marked. Ryan, 15 of 15.
Right, Ryan's another a cappella voice. He's a US one, so I'll show you him.
General, 1 of 5. Voice, Ryan, 8 of 11. Verbosity, custom, 9 of 11. Punctuation, none, 10 of 11. Auto start mobile speak, off, 11 of 11. Punctuation, none, 10 of 11.
It's a funny way to say none, isn't it?
Voice, Ryan, 8 of 11. 8, voice. Ryan, 15 of 15, marked.
It says there's 15 voices. There actually aren't. There's just loads of different Deck Talk, supposedly, voices, but they just seem to me to be Deck Talk at different pitches and things, to be honest, but that's just my opinion. I'm not a great fan of Deck Talk, I'm afraid.
Paul, UK, 1 of 15.
He's a Deck Talk.
Harry, UK, 2 of 15.
Another Deck Talk.
Frank, UK, 3 of 15.
Deck Talk.
Dennis UK, 4 of 15.
Deck Talk.
Ben UK, 5 of 15.
And Deck Talk.
Personal UK, 6 of 15. When UK 7 of 15.
In fact, they're all deck talk until I say anything else.
Read UK 8 of 15. Kid UK 9 of 15. Alan 10 of 15.
Ah, now, Alan, he's an a cappella one. He sounds to me like he's a man talking into a big tube. You'll see what I mean, maybe.
General 1 of 5, voice. Verbosity custom 9 of 11.
Sort of acoustic, it really does sound like someone talking into an enormous tube. It's just for a laugh.
Punctuation, not 10 of 11. Auto-stop mobile speed off, 11 of 11.
Ooh, he's gone a bit higher and got a bit more excited then, didn't he? But I think we've had enough of him.
Verbosity, custom, 9 of 11. Voice, Alan, 8 of 11. 8, voice, Alan, 10 of 15. Graham, 11 of 15.
Now, Graham... I don't like Graham's voice either. It's actually worse than Alan's, and as a woman, it gives me the creeps. But I'll show you what he sounds like. Eventually. Come on. Perhaps he heard me and he doesn't want to talk to us now. Oh, it put Graham on and then went out of the configure mobile
speaking.
Yeah, I think he heard me. Right. I don't like him. He sounds creepy.
Configure mobile speak advanced active 3 of 3. Activate 1 of 2. Customize 2 of 2. General 1 of 5. Auto start mobiles. Punctuation none. Verbosity custom 9 of 11. Voice, frame, 8 of 11. 8. Voice, frame, 1 of 15, marked. Call UK, 2 of 15.
Why has he gone up to the top and been number 1 in the list?
Frame,
that's
one.
Really bizarre.
Ryan, 15 of 15. Lucy, 14 of 15. Laura, 13 of 15.
Laura is a US one.
General, 1 of 5. Voice, Laura, 8 of 11.
I don't know why it goes low when it says voice.
Verbosity, custom, 9 of 11. Punctuation, none, 10 of 11. Verbosity, custom, 9 of 11.
Just listen to this.
Voice, Laura, 8 of 11.
That's really quite bizarre. Anyway, so that's Laura, and I think there's one more left to show you.
Voice, Laura, 13 of 15, marked.
She sounds like she needs another cup of coffee as well, to be honest.
Heather, 12 of 15.
Heather sounds a little bit more relaxed.
General, 1 of 5. Voice, Heather, 8 of 11. Verbosity, custom, 9 of 11. Punctuation, none, 10 of 11. Auto start mobile speak off, 11 of 11.
If you had her slowed down, you could sort of imagine her doing a hypnotherapy class or something, couldn't you?
Voice, Heather, 8 of 11.
So that's...
8, voice, Heather, 12 of 15. Alan, 11 of 15.
Pretty much,
Heather,
all of them.
Laura, 13 of... Ryan, 15. Lucy, 14 of 15.
General, 1 of 5. Voice, Lucy, 8 of 11. Advanced, active, 3 of 3. T-Mobile.
I'm going to have to start talks again now, and you'll see what happens when I start talks. It's quite fun, actually. Oh, no, that won't... I guess it will. Sorry.
Menu, applications, 1 of 17. Applications, talks, samples, and zooms, 1 of 30.
Now, watch what happens when I go into the talks and zooms menu. And Talks starts to talk, but I haven't actually officially enabled Talks yet. Listen to what happens. It's quite exciting.
Nuance Talks Premium.
Nuance
Speech.
Talks
1 of 6. Speech RSM UK English, Emily. 1 of 10.
Speech RSM UK English, Emily. 1 of 10. Options.
About 1 of 5.
License,
2 of 5.
Register,
Register, 3 of 5.
Submenu.
Enable Talks, 4 of 5.
So you get both of them at once. So that's interesting. But now I'll enable Talks and mobile speak
enabling
will set
talks.
Up.
Nuance Talks Premium. Speech tab sheet 1 of 6. Speech RSM UK English. Emily, 1 of 10. Exit. Applications. Back. Menu. Exit. T-Mobile. Add all.
Because Talks is registered and mobile speak isn't. It's just a 10-minute demo version. That's a new word, isn't it? A demo version. That could be like short form for any talks or mobile speak type thing that you haven't registered for a demo even. You've just got a 10-minute demo version. Temo version, yeah. I think I should patent that word. But I don't think I'll bother. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed the bits I've got through of what I wanted to talk about. And if you want to email me, because a lot of people call me Fee, my email address is fee@feedun.plus.com. That's fi@fidunn.plus.com. And I'm not spelling com, because that's silly. You'll see me kicking around on the talks list, maybe, and the mobile speak list. Occasionally I'll write to those lists. Occasionally the blind mobile list as well. They're all lists you can subscribe to if you're interested in these things. And that's about it. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope that something there has helped somebody. Please let me know, give me some feedback. I'd love to know what you thought. Thanks for listening. Take care. Bye.